You're listening to Cattails.
Hi, you're listening to Cattails, and I'm Cat. When Susie Quattro burst onto the music scene in 1973, there were almost no women in rock, and certainly none who'd played bass, sang lead vocals, and completely rocked. A trailblazer, she rewrote the rule book for women in rock and roll and went on to sell more than 50 million records. Fast forward to 2020, and Susie has added other strings to her bow. She's an author, actress, radio presenter, and a poet, and now Susie Q, a documentary of her life, has been released with the promise of a film on the way. This is The One with Susie Quattro.
Well, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today, because I am delighted to be able to speak to you, first of all. But I really want to hear about this documentary that you've got on the go, Susie. Susie Q, and it's coming out on the 1st of July, I understand.
It's already been out in the UK, played in 52 cinemas around the country. It's
really?
Been on Sky Arts 3 times already. And it's had many premieres, which I attended, and I did question and answer. What you're talking about is the American release,
right? Okay, so it's staggered.
So, I mean, you know, you had to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to have known that this came out, because it had saturation coverage.
Oh,
I mean, saturation. It was in every newspaper in this country. I was on all the TV shows. It was on Sky Arts, and I've even had reviews in Financial Times, so I don't know how you could have missed that, but it's coming out. It was huge. Every single paper covered this documentary, and now you're saying it's coming out.
No, it's because I've actually looked at your website here, and it's got selling tickets for the first, but it's actually saying US and Canada.
Yeah, it's been out here for a long time, I think since January.
Oh, right, okay. So,
you're quite late. This is June now, you know.
I'm behind the times, Susie. So tell me about it. Tell me why have you actually done this in the first place then? Were you approached for this documentary, or did you decide to...
Of course I was approached, yeah, sure. Of course I was approached.
Okay, so somebody else's idea rather than instigated by you, yeah?
Was done by an Australian guy. He contacted me and said he was interested in doing my documentary. And it's something I always wanted to do for a very, very long time. It's on my bucket list. There was one aborted one maybe 20 years ago that for various reasons didn't come out. And now this one did come out, obviously. And I told him that I wanted to make it a very honest documentary, and that's what I've done. All the critics have been raving about it. I mean raving, saying it's very open, very raw, very vulnerable. There's lots of cringe moments in it, which I said as long as they're honest, all the cringe moments can stay in, even if it's embarrassing. So it's one of those kind of very unusual, very honest, very real documentaries.
Excellent. And was it difficult to decide what stayed in and what didn't? I mean, you've said there that it's been really sort of like all holes barred. It's exposing you from all sorts of different angles there. Was it difficult to decide what you were comfortable with?
No. In fact, I just said, the cringe moments, I said, even if there's cringe moments, and there's plenty in the film, as long as it's real, as long as it's true, I didn't let any lies go in there. No lies.
Yeah.
But as long as this was true to the story and it happened like they said it happened, and even with people's opinions and all that, you know, it didn't bother me. Some of them are a little bit hard to take, but when I watched it, I thought, no, this is what they feel, and that's fine. Everybody had their chance to speak. It's got lots of wonderful, nice things said, and a few, you know, prickly bits with the sisters and all that, and blah, blah, blah. But I let them have their space to speak, and I kept it in, and it's a wonderful documentary because of it. It's very honest.
And that's always the best way of going, I think, isn't it, with all of these
things? I think
so. Yeah, I mean, it's your life after all. And
yeah, sure.
We've got good bits, we've got bad bits, and that's the way.
Sure, it's called reality, you know.
Yes.
Nobody gets a perfect life.
No, absolutely. And what is perfection after all, Susie? This is the point, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you were a pioneering feminist in a way, weren't you? Because the rock industry at the time that you really hit the 70s was very male-dominated. You know, you have to be a strong woman, don't you, to actually be that trailblazer in the rock and roll industry as being female. Did it feel like you were trailblazing at the time, or was it a little bit more, I just want to do my stuff?
When you can't say, I was kind of this. I was that. You know, not kind of. I didn't have a blueprint. Who was there before me?
Well, exactly.
Okay, so you can't say kind of. You were kind of this. No, I wasn't kind of that. I was that. I did not have a blueprint. I didn't have any other woman that I could look at and say, I'd like to be like that, because it didn't exist. So when I started, I just had to be very sure, which I was, sure of who I was. And I think my biggest strength is not compromising. You know, maybe I wouldn't make it. That could happen. That absolutely could happen, you know, that whatever I was trying to do just wasn't going to be accepted. Sure, that can happen, but I stuck to my guns, and I just thought, if I don't make it as me, then I don't want to make it at all.
Mm.
So that's where my strength is.
Yeah, in sort of standing your ground in terms of being sure and confident of yourself. Have you always been that way? Is that something that you've grown up with, in terms of just like that confidence and that tenacity to do what you wanted to do? Or was it something...
I'm a determined person. Mm. That's the word that most people describe me. If I want to do something, I will do it.
Mm.
I will just do it. That's the way I'm made. Mm. I will do it. I'm going over there, and I'll get there.
Mm. So do you think that's the secret of your success, in a way, because you didn't allow the times when it was male dominated, and, you know, the rock industry very
I didn't even, you know, I didn't see the male domination. I am not a gender person. Mm. And I never have been. I don't know why that is. It just is the way I am. I was always kind of a tomboy, you know. Sure, I know I'm a woman and everything, don't get me wrong, but I'm not gender identified as such, and I never thought of myself ever. I never called myself a female musician. I just said, I'm a musician. This is what I do. And I never had any trouble. Believe me, not one instant of trouble of being accepted. It's because I accepted myself.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that's what's so inspirational, really. I mean, you were, you know, looking at those sort of like early days. From a female perspective, they wanted to be you, and from a male perspective, they wanted to be with you. So it's your appeal, I think, was really wide. And it still is.
Yeah,
I think
it was.
That's been all the way through your career. You've maintained that.
Yes, well, Mickey used to say, there's something about me for everybody. I think he might have been right. But I like to think that the reason I'm still here is because I'm real. That's what I hold on to. I'm not manufactured. I'm real. Everything about me is real.
Yeah. And then, you know, your famous quote, I will retire when I go on stage, shake my ass, and there is silence.
It hasn't happened yet.
No.
Hasn't happened yet. Thank God.
You're going to carry on till you cannot anymore. And that's a really good thing. I mean, why should you? Why should you stop at any certain age? It's just...
Exactly.
You know,
I spent a lifetime honing my craft. I'm 56 years as a professional now. And why should I stop?
Mm.
I'm still out there. I look good. The people are there. My voice is better than ever. I'm still creating. I have a new album coming out. You know, the documentary. I'm doing a movie of my life. Why the hell should I stop?
Yes, exactly. And, of course, you've written an autobiography a few years ago, haven't you? I mean, a lot of
yes.
that would obviously feature into your documentary. But are you thinking of maybe updating that? Because that's, what, you know, 13 years
I have been offered that several times. I might do. I might not. I don't know.
Mm.
I have been working on I've written 14 songs for the next album with my son. During the lockdown, I've assembled a illustrated lyric book from scratch. I've done that. I'm working on a movie script of my life that's going to be delivered the middle of July. And people have kept saying to me, are you going to update it? Maybe I will. Because, I mean, that was 2006. This is 2020.
Mm.
I think there's a lot more to tell. There, you know, we're struggling with the movie, what to leave out, because I've done so much.
Yes. And this is what I was sort of like alluding to before. I mean, it's not just about, you know, Susie Quattro, the singer, but you've also done acting, you've done stage work, haven't you? You're an author as well. You know, I've looked about your novel, The Hurricane. I mean, you've done poetry. You've actually got lots of different strings to your bow, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm an artist. That's my only... Excuse. I am an artist. I need to communicate. I need to create. And unless I'm doing and entertain, unless I'm doing one of those three things, I'm not happy. So artiste is the word, you know, and everything that this profession allows me that I can do. I won't do something I can't do, but what I can do, I do. I love acting. I love writing. I love singing. I love playing. I love being a DJ. I love doing TV. So it's all the same ball of wax. It's all under entertaining and communicating.
It's that performance, isn't it, in different guises, I suppose.
Yeah.
And which and that's the bit that's sort of driving you. I mean, with all the different things that you've actually done, is there something that has eluded you so far that you would say, do you know, I really need to do that before I leave this mortal coil?
Oh my God. Well, I don't have goals as such because I'm afraid I don't want to reach them, so I just keep going. I have things on my bucket list. The documentary was one, and it's just going fantastic, so I'm pleased with that. The movie is another one that's coming to fruition now. The new album is, you know, I'd like to act in a movie. Maybe this movie coming up, maybe I'll do a part in that, you know.
Mm.
I've done lots of TV, but I haven't done a movie, so that's one thing I'd like to do. I'd like to do another musical. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed that. Like to do some more radio. I'm very comfortable on the radio.
Okay, excellent. So when is the movie coming out then? That's one that's being worked on at the moment.
Well, the script will be delivered in July, so then we have to start moving. But we're working on the script now very hard, and we're nearing completion.
Excellent. And what about your album? You this is one that you've been producing in lockdown, is it? That's inspired
by...
Yeah,
I had an album out in March.
Yeah.
It was... That too was just everywhere saturation, called No Control.
Yes.
And quite unexpectedly, I did it with my son. I don't know how it happened. All of a sudden, we were making an album. We had a deal in 5 minutes, and it's the best album of my career. The critics just raved about it.
Well, Susie, let's take a break, and then let's listen to your title track of your last album, No Control, with No Soul, No Control.
If you think I'm wrong, if you think I'm right, gotta play it strong, gotta put up a fight. Keep it close at hand till you understand. You can't take the biggest part, it's not in my plan. I gotta hold on to me. I gotta hold on to me. Save me, save me, save me, save me. You can't.
Hi, this is Susie Quattro, and I'm joining Cattail tonight, so enjoy the conversation. The company has picked up the option for the next album, so while we're both locked down, I'm not doing any gigs, he's not on the road doing anything, I said, let's write the album. So we wrote 14 songs.
Wonderful. And is that about the actual situation of lockdown in the world today? Is it a little bit different from
Well, it's everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it's everything. I mean, I'm a writer, so I take my inspiration from lots of things. But, of course, that has affected, you know, some of the songs. Sure, it's not everything, but it's affected a lot of them because it's when you write what you're living to.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be inspired, hasn't it, from a personal journey? Otherwise,
it has
no integrity, really, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw also that you received an honorary doctorate at the Anglin Ruskin University a couple of years ago.
Yes,
that must. Yeah, have been
I actually got that at Cambridge. Actually, fantastic. I didn't graduate high school, so it's just excuse me. I'm Dr. Quattro. It's great. what an honor! I was absolutely thrilled. One of the nicest things of my entire life was receiving that.
Oh.
Just beautiful. And I can officially use that. I can say I'm Dr. Quattro.
Oh, and why not? With all your pedigree, it's well-deserved, isn't it?
So it's fantastic.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about sort of, you know, standing up there and you know, not just the inspiration that you're doing? I mean, that's one thing. But teaching, you know, something around that, you know, imparting all your knowledge? Because there's an awful
lot
of
knowledge. Yeah, sure. I've done bits and pieces. I don't know about actually teaching, but I mean, I do a lot of stuff on the social media, and I am one of these sort of quite philosophical people, and I like to delve into people's psyches and all that kind of stuff. And yes, it's something I would look into. I wouldn't mind doing speeches and having classes, and maybe in the future when I'm not so crazy busy.
Yeah, and you've decided not to shake your ass on stage anymore.
Well, I don't know about that. It's when it shakes by itself that you got a problem.
That's true. Oh, Susie, it's been wonderful speaking to you. Okay,
okay.
You take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Cattails. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.